Ginny, I suppose this will be a day you won't forget in a hurry, isn't it?
No, that's for sure. Because, you know, it's not normal to score so many goals in a game. And I did it once at Feyenoord, and I can remember the day like it was yesterday. So this is also a day I will never forget.
So you have scored 4 goals in a game before?
Yes, yes.
And the final score was?
5-1.
5-1, so you got 4 in 5.
Yes. And but the difference was at that time I scored 2 penalties, and now they're all normal goals.
And did you ever think at any stage today that the game was going to be or finish as a 6-2 game? Because it never really seemed that.
No. And if you look at the second half, I think the second half we start bad again. Yeah. And we were lucky that we scored a goal, I think, with Mitrovic. Because we were dropped down too much, I think. And we don't start well in the beginning from the first half. So I think if you look at the score, it's going to be weird because... Mm. It was no sign that we're going to score six goals, but, you know, you must always have faith and trust that you're going to score goals. And after my second goal, in the halftime in the dressing room, I was like, okay, you know, Ginny, now you have a chance to make a hat-trick. So if there's an opportunity, just go for it and try to score more. And, yeah, you know, I have the day that everything that I touch go in and turn into a goal because I think I had 5 chances and scored 4 goals. So sometimes you must have lucky.
And did any one of the goals give you particular pleasure? Maybe the hat-trick goal?
No, every goal gave me pleasure and not especially 1 or 2. But, you know, I'm happy with every goal that I make. And for me, you don't get make ugly goals. They are all beautiful because... it's not normal to score a goal, so I'm happy with every goal that I make.
I think that period where you scored the 4th and the 5th goals, because it was 3-2, Norwich, as you rightly said, started well the second half, and then you score 2 real picture goals, nice goals.
Yeah.
You know, the first one, which Mitrovic just slams in on the volley, and then the second one, your goal, which is a good team move. Those were the 2 goals, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, we train hard on those kind of situations, also on the training. And before the game, the trainers told us also, with crosses, you can score a lot of goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did today. And I think we had, from this 6 goal, 4 crosses. Mm-hmm. So it was good what you said.
And did you always believe, as a team, that you had that performance in you? I mean, we saw... for Chelsea for a long period. First half against Manchester City as well. You know, that performance was waiting to come out, wasn't it?
Yes, of course. But, you know, we still had that confidence. Even when it's difficult to have the confidence because you lost 6-1 from Manchester City against Chelsea. I think you deserve more than 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
A draw, but you still play a draw. It still give you confidence, and I must say that the trainer, even when we lost against Sheffield Wednesday, Watford home, Manchester City, he was standing before the group with confidence, and he showed, tell us, you know, that we're gonna deserve points if we work hard, train hard, and you know, help each other out. The points will come, and I think that's also important that when a trainer is standing forward of the group and he shows the group that he still have confidence even when it's go bad, it gives the group also confidence.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important thing the trainer showed us, and that gives the group also.
Yeah. In the same way that you know, you mustn't get carried away with what's happened today. You know, nobody should expect 6 and you go in winning game just because you won today.
Yes, it's not normal. It's not normal that you win games every game you play. So you must work hard for it. The same like we did today. You know, we work hard for a whole week, for some not a whole week because they had international games. So they come back half of the week. So it's not normal to win games. You must work hard for it, because the competition is a difficult competition, the Premier League, and it's a tough competition because you don't have teams that are bad. Everyone can win from everyone, so you must work hard to win games, and that's what we must realize, that we're not going to win so easy.
And finally, individually, are you ready for the euphoria? Are you ready for the Premiership bandwagon? Because, you know, you arrived, you're a big player, you were the Dutch Footballer of the Year.
Yeah.
You arrived at Newcastle. Jorginho Wijnaldum, yes, we know he's there. You've scored 4 goals in the Premier League in one game.
Yeah.
For the next 2, 3, 4 days, everybody in England will be talking about you.
Yes, and yes, that's what you want as a player, that everybody talk about you in a good way, because they can also speak in a bad way about you. But it's good that they speak in a good way. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to enjoy it. And that's what I do since the beginning. I come here, I just enjoy every game that I play, every training that I can train. Because, you know, I realize that I'm blessed that I can play every week in a strong competition at a beautiful club. So that's what I do. And I don't think about the pressure that I will have, or that I must show myself.
And on a serious note, you could be Tim Krul, because you played on the same pitch in Kazakhstan. Yeah. You know, you could be sitting with a cruciate ligament injury.
That's why, you know.
It's fine lines, isn't it?
You know, yes. And I already had an injury before with my back, and I was 7 months out. And at that time, you know, then you're going to realize that you're blessed if you can play every game. And especially games in the Premier League, because it's a big competition. I think the biggest in the world. So, you know, I just enjoy every game that I play, and I don't think about other stuff like I must show myself, or it's a difficult game, or, you know, we're in a bad situation. I go in the field like, okay, you know, Genie, it's a new game. Go enjoy it, because if you enjoy it, you are on your best, and you can show what you have.